The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
The Daily Mail, hoteliers told do not price gouge. Reports of rooms doubling in price for Bloom, that's the garden festival. Minister warns that the goodwill VAT freeze for businesses is a two-way street. And indeed, it is that time of the year where we like to start giving out about the price of holidaying in Ireland. So let's do a bit of that now. I'm joined by Conor Pope, Irish Times Consumer Affairs correspondent, and Georgina Campbell, who's a food and hospitality writer and editor, of course, of Georgina Campbell's Ireland Guide. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Connor.
And Connor, too. Good morning, Georgina. Good morning, Connor. Listen, Connor, we'd start with you. You got the ball rolling on this. You were looking at hotel prices in Ireland. It's not a good picture. Is this just Dublin or around the country as well?
Oh, no, it's all over the country. But I have to start by saying this isn't actually new news in many respects, because I looked through the Irish Times archive this morning, and as far back as 2008, I was writing stories about high-priced hotels in Ireland. And in many respects, the tourism authorities in Ireland accept that. So Ireland has never been billed as a cheap destination. And if you talk to Tourism Ireland or Fáilte Ireland, they'll always describe Ireland as a premium hotel or a premium destination. And overseas tourists love that. And that's why we had 11 million tourists coming to Ireland in 2019 in pre-pandemic times. But what's been happening in recent times has been very, very striking, because there's a huge spike in hotel prices in Ireland. Now, there's actually a huge spike in hotel prices across Europe. According to one of the big hospitality organisations, STR, they priced hotels across Europe for May, and they estimated that the price inflation across Europe is 6%. Now, that's basically in line with the general rate of inflation in this country. So you'd think, OK, well, if prices are going up by 6, 7, 8%, you know, we can understand why that is. But funnily enough, the outlier in the STR statistics was Ireland. And they said that price increases in hotels in Ireland were 21%. Now, that's a staggering price increase. But it's even worse than that, Brendan, because what you have is you have a significant lack of availability of hotels, and you have prices that are just going through the roof. So just to give your listeners an example, I looked on booking.com. Now, booking.com is one of these generic hotel engine booking platforms. So I didn't look at specific hotel sites. And on Wednesday, there was only 42 rooms available in Dublin. Only one was coming in at less than €150 a night. Two were available for between 150 and 200. And every other hotel room was over €200. Berlin, by contrast, had significantly more in the lower price ranges. And then more than 60% of the hotel rooms in Lisbon were coming in at less than €200 a night. So that's the context in which Irish people are having to deal with the price increases of recent times.
Yeah, and look, even if international tourists are prepared to suck it up, I think we've had a whole new realization of it here over the last couple of years that this is an expensive place to holiday. Listen, Connor, some of the prices, you were looking for three nights over the June weekend. Some of the prices in Dublin were absolutely staggering, maybe without mentioning specific hotels. Give us some of the quotes you got.
Well, we're not talking about the really swanky five-star hotels. We're not talking about the Merrion, the Shelburne, Adair Manor, Ashford Castle. None of these hotels. We're talking about the kind of four-star hotels. And for three nights over the June bank holiday, for hotels that people would look at and say, well, that's pretty basic. It's a good hotel, not a great hotel. You'd be looking at somewhere between €1,100 and €1,300 for the three nights. Now, you could actually realistically travel to Madrid or Barcelona or Paris, stay for three nights, include your flights, maybe have a couple of meals out for that kind of price. And I think people are starting to look at that and say, hang on a second, what's going on here? Because, you know, and maybe there's a lot of that. Maybe the reason why it's causing such concern now. And I put it out on social media during the week, and I got a huge volume of responses from readers of the Irish Times who are telling stories about high prices in Cork, in Limerick, in Kilkenny, in Galway, in Sligo, up and down the country. It's the same story. And I think one of the reasons is we were so confined to the island in 2020 and 2021, and we had no choice but to accept high prices, that now people are going, hang on a second, now there's alternatives out there. So why would I spend £1,300 on three nights in Dublin when I can spend the £1,300 elsewhere?
Okay. Georgina, and it's not just hotels. The price of a meal is also going up and up, isn't it?
Well, prices are going up everywhere, and I think we have to see this as in context, that all kinds of prices are going up, so it's not just hospitality. But certainly, I mean, I'm working on updating a new edition of our Best of the Best guide at the moment. I've been trying to do this. It was going to be a light update at the beginning of 2020, and then the first lockdown came in, and it's been an ongoing challenge since then. And certainly what we're seeing at the moment where we check through to see, you know, can we actually go to print with this book, is that every time we look, you know, the prices have absolutely shot up right across the board. And it's particularly noticeable in the high-end restaurants, where what they're doing really, to a great extent, not exclusively, absolutely, you know, all of them, but a lot of places have given up on offering options to customers. So there's a single menu, and that's it. You take it or leave it, and it's usually a very high price. I mean, some of them could be up, you know, between 150 and 200 euro for the menu price. And, I mean, I'm sure Connor has come across this very much as well.
But, and then, Georgina, are we seeing across the more mid-price range and stuff, we're hearing stuff about, like, that, you know, steak is not being offered anymore, it's too dear, and that kind of thing?
Well, I don't think the Irish are ever going to stop eating steak. I mean, you know, I mean, but people have to offer what is wanted by the public, and I don't think they're going to give up on the sirloin steak. But just the same, yes, I mean, the menus are much more restrictive, there's no doubt about that, and also the times when they're offered and the days that they're offered. So there's very much less choice, and, you know, that to an extent is just that people want to stay in business, and I'm hopeful that this will iron itself out, and that, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take, but that we will gradually come back to a more a sensible sort of a situation where the restaurants can stay in business and they can open for longer hours. And I'm hoping that as the summer comes along, you know, as we progress into the summer months, that most places will be open more than the 3 or 4 days that they are at the moment. It's very difficult. I mean, it's a staffing thing, it's the pricing, it's a perfect storm with all of the things that have happened during the last couple of years. And
I mean, you see it even in Dublin. There's a lot of pubs and restaurants closed on Monday and Tuesday still.
Yes,
you know?
And that's true throughout the country. Now, I know it's only early in the tourist season, so, you know, to some extent, I think that can be fixed as we go on into June, July and August. But yes, I think, a very high proportion of people are finding they can only open for maybe 3 or 4 days a week, which is a terrible shame. It's an awful waste. And I think particularly in terms of the family-run establishments, you know, it's a huge worry to people. And also I would say in terms of the rising prices in hotels, I think there is value to be had, particularly around the country. I think Dublin has always been a particular problem long before COVID with high prices. But particularly around the country, I think if people are willing to go for, you know, 2 or 3 nights, not a peak weekend, a midweek break, and, you know, to shop around a bit, I think there is value there.
Yeah.
And I just looked, I didn't have very much time to prepare for this, but I was just having a quick look there, and I noticed, for example, a random check there, I looked at the Castlegrove Country House just outside Letterkenny, just a place that I know well, and I know they do a fantastic job. And although the B&B rate seems, if you look at it for one night, you know, seems quite high. For 440, they're offering, you know, a 2 nights B&B and dinner. And so, you know, when you start to look at it as stretching it a bit over 2 or 3 nights and not a holiday weekend, things begin to look up a bit.
Okay.
And
Connor, are we better going to the hotel? You went on booking.com. Are you actually better getting onto the hotels themselves or going on their own websites and looking for deals or trying to haggle, or is there any of that anymore?
Well, listen, I'd 100% suggest that people do, without wanting to go all Sean Fleming on you, shop around. And I would suggest that they don't just rely on one single booking platform, because, you know, the booking platforms operate a particular business model. You might well be able to get better value if you book directly with a hotel, and I would actually always encourage people to book directly with the hotels, because apart from anything else, they make more money that way. And I would have huge, I mean, I do have sympathy for the hotels, because they're coming out of the most unimaginable crisis. Mm. And it was 2 years when a lot of them were closed for months on end. There's the staffing situation. There's a huge number of problems that is besetting them. And of course, they're dealing with the spike inflation that we haven't seen in this country since the early 1980s. So I have a lot of sympathy for them. And yes, the simple answer to your question, Brendan, is you are always better off checking with the hotel directly. But there was one person and it really struck me, a woman who contacted me, she said she'd booked her parents a show in Dublin for this weekend. So it's a weekend in the middle of May. It's not a bank holiday weekend. And she booked a show for her parents, and she booked it in 2019. It was cancelled in 2020, and she booked a hotel room with it, and she got it for €100. Then it was rescheduled for 2021, and the price had gone up by €20, so or €10. And then she booked it again for this weekend, and the hotel had gone up by €60 or €70 for the same room, same hotel, and she was just bereft at the notion that she'd have to pay this additional €60 or €70 for the same room for her parents to cover the same cost. And that's the kind of price increase that people are reporting. And it does.
Is there a shortage of stock as well in general, because that a lot of hotels have been taken over or are giving themselves over to host Ukrainians?
Yes, and there's around 850 hotels in Ireland, and 300 or so of them, 320 of them are 4-star, and 320 or so of them are 3-star, and then you've got 40 which are 5-star hotels, and then the remainder would be 2-star hotels, and a significant number of the 3-star hotels have now committed to 3-month or 6-month bookings, so that we can home Ukrainian refugees who desperately need accommodation of any kind.
Yeah,
so,
and look, we're not in any way suggesting that this is a bad thing or anything, but those probably 100%. Are those kind of hotels where people used to get good deals for the family, and there's a pool and that kind of thing for the
weekend.
Exactly,
and that's the situation. This is not to criticise that the Ukrainians are very welcome here and they have to stay somewhere. But if you take 10% or 15% or 20% of the 3-star hotels out of the network, well, then that's going to create that basic law of economics and supply and demand, and the reduced supply will see demand, or the reduced supply, higher demand is going to lead to higher prices, and that's another element of it which is driving prices higher in this country.
Yeah, there's a lot of people texting and emailing in, right? So Joe emails Brendan at RT.ie. I'm travelling to Zakynthos in Greece for 3 weeks, including flights and an apartment. Will cost us €800 each. Why would we stay in rip-off Ireland? And of course, the price of meals and everything in Greece is going to be a fraction of the price it is here. Someone else pointing out car hire has also gone through the roof. We definitely have to be putting tourists off. I think there's a shortage of hire cars in the whole world at this point, Connor, isn't there? And
We had a big piece about this in the Irish Times a couple of weeks ago. And car hire is a global problem. And it's a global problem that's created by the fact that the car hire companies had no choice but to sell off significant amounts of their fleet in 2020 just to stay afloat. And then when they tried to replenish their fleet in 2021 and 2022, they couldn't get the cars because of the well-established silicone shortage that's having an impact on car sales all over the world. And car manufacturers are saying, why would we sell to the car hire companies at a discount because they're buying in bulk, when we can sell them to individual consumers like me and you who have to pay full whack? So that's why there's a car hire shortage. But it's not just in this country. Yeah. And if you go it is important to stress that the holiday offering in Ireland is very different to the holiday offering in Greece or Croatia or the south of Spain. And that's not people who come here. And there was, as I say, 11 million overseas tourists were happy to come here and spend their money because they love this country, and they're not the ones who are really giving out about hotel prices here.
Love it too, Connor. We all love it.
We do.
Yeah. But listen to this then, right, from George. 6 drinks, right? 3 brandies, 2 Irish coffees and 1 glass of red wine in a 4-star hotel in West Cork last evening. How much? €75. I'd say you get it for, honestly, I'd say you get it for a tenner on an island in Greece. Is the reality of that.
I'd say you would.
Yeah. Listen, Connor, are we just going to have to suck up that this year we are going to be paying? We're paying a lot more for everything, but we're going to be paying a lot more if we want a holiday in Ireland, yeah?
We will be paying more, and I don't think there's much that we can do about it. But at least this year, Brendan, we have more choices, because in 2021, 2020, we had no choices. Everybody had to staycation, and like most people who staycation had a great experience. But the world has opened up, and there will be different options out there for people.
Yeah. Georgina, do you think that's the reality of holidaying in Ireland this summer?
I think it is, but I think there's a huge amount of reward if you can take the time and the interest to shop around. And as I say, to be flexible about dates and so on, if that is possible. I do think there is great value, and I think that particularly some of the smaller owner-run places are going to enormous lengths to keep the prices down and to do the very best that they can for their customers. And actually, just back to the dining thing, I was just thinking about these very high-end restaurants, which are the pride of the country, of course, and you know the food tourism is becoming such a thing, that you don't have to go for the very top menu in some cases. I think of somewhere like Amshire now down at the Clifford Lions in County Kildare, for example. Although their tasting menu, they're an enormously high-end restaurant, and the tasting menu is €210. Okay, that's not for everyone, but they do have another offering, which is the lounge, which is open, you know, sort of second half of the week, casual. You do have to book, but I mean, it's casual in style.
And you're getting a version of the
experience.
And
it's not a version of the same thing, but it's only €18.50 for a light meal, and it gives you a sense of the atmosphere, yeah. And you know, you have all the other things that surround the restaurant. You just don't have that very high end meal.
Okay. Thanks a million, Conor Pope and Georgina Campbell. And I have no doubt that this is the start of a conversation that is going to go on and on over the next few months.